Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for over 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about getting engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning their weddings. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Wedding Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that all engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey there, before we get to the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning. So much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of what I call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list for the wedding weekend, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/FORGETTING and let's get rid of that FOWO together. All right, let's get on to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. If you are in the thick of wedding planning, you know that your guest count affects everything. Your venue setup, catering, flowers, your seating chart, everything is impacted by how many guests you're going to have attend. So it makes sense that you want to get that information as soon as possible, right? Well, not exactly. Sending out your invitations too early can actually create more stress in the long run. And that's what we're trying to avoid, right? So in today's episode, I want to cover when you should actually send out your save the dates and invitations, the risks of sending them out too early, and why it's not as helpful as you might think, why guest counts are always changing, but how you can minimize the last minute surprises, the real reason why save the dates exist and how they help you with planning, and finally, how to adjust your timeline to keep things stress-free. I'll also be sharing some real-life wedding planning stories and answering a few common questions that I see about this topic. So by the end of this episode, you'll have a foolproof plan of sending out your invites to avoid last-minute chaos. Let's dive in. One of the most common wedding planning questions I see get asked is, when should I be sending out my save the dates or invitations? And without fail, I always see couples say that they're planning on sending them out way earlier than recommended to get ahead of it. I totally understand this. When you're planning a wedding, like I said, the faster you can check things off the list, the better, right? That, along with the temptation of having your final numbers as soon as possible, why wouldn't you send them out earlier rather than later? But the reality is, if you send your invites out too early, it might actually make things a lot harder for you. Now, I'm going to break down the timeline for you of when you should be sending out your invites, asking for RSVPs, and all of that. But I do want to point out that this timeline is typical for wedding planning in the States. I have heard that other countries might follow a different timeline, and I'll point out the details that you should pay attention to if you are in another country. But most importantly, just keep in mind that things might be a little bit different depending on the area that you are in. I did also make a graphic to help walk you through this formula. You can find that at planningcollective.com/invites. All right, let's break down your invitation and save the date timelines. Step one, we're going to start with the final guest count deadline that your vendors will need. So your caterer, your venue, or other vendors that are based on guest count typically require 10 to 14 days before the wedding that you have to give them your actual final count. Now, if you're hearing this for the first time, it's probably sounding pretty insanely close to the wedding date to get those final numbers. But trust me, your vendors are used to working with this timeline and getting those final counts about 2 weeks before. Most vendors will allow for small changes, like increasing by a couple, but at this point, they're ordering product, they're managing their staffing, and they're working out their inventory. So about 2 weeks before is when they really need to know, is it 200? Is it 150? Now, this is the timing that I've heard can vary significantly, especially in European countries. I once heard that a caterer requires 6 months out for your final counts in another country. Again, unheard of here in the States. At 6 months out, you're not likely able to really pinpoint it that directly. So this is why you need to talk to your caterer or your venue, whoever's managing the food and bar service for your wedding. Ask when they need to know how many guests you're going to have, and then the rest of this formula will pretty much follow the same. All right, step two is setting your RSVP due date. So this is the component that drives the desire to set things earlier than I recommend. The RSVP due date is the date that you'll request the guests get their responses back to you, whether it's a mailed card or responding on your website. The sweet spot for the RSVP due date is 3 to 4 weeks before the wedding, or 1 to 2 weeks before you need to give your vendors the final count. So again, this is where we're going back to your catering vendor, whether that's your venue or a separate vendor. You want to find out when they need that date, and you're going to want to add 1 to 2 weeks before that date so that you have time to track down your guests who forgot to RSVP. There will always be guests that forget to respond or wait until the last minute. Don't take it personally. They just might not have the ability to schedule that far out with work or kids' schedules, or they just might be really bad at admin and they wait till the last minute. Try to avoid the temptation to follow up with guests prior to that due date. While I know you want to have your answers as soon as possible, the reason why you give yourself the buffer between the guest's RSVP due date and when you need to give it to your vendors is so you have time to follow up. Following up before the due date is kind of like your teacher asking you for your homework before it's due. You might have it ready to turn in, but that extra week or two may change your answer. And it could be the same for your guests. Maybe they need that extra week or two to know if their significant other can get off work, or if they're going to be able to make it or not. So if you push them to answer too early, you're increasing the chances that their response might change. In the end, the RSVP due date that you give the guests should not be the date that you actually owe the counts to your vendors. You want to make sure that you have that buffer time so that you're not freaking out when they are late with their homework. One other word of warning, I see that regrets or declines typically don't start coming in until later in the process. People that are excited to attend and know they can make it are going to RSVP a lot faster. So it's common for couples to get stressed out that like everyone's replying yes, that they can make it. And you may need to have a good amount of declines to hit your budget or guest list count. So don't stress out too much if you get a flood of yeses right off the bat and no one is declining. People are generally not too excited to tell you they can't make it. So they're not like in a rush to get that back to you. But also, if they can't make it, they might still be a little bit on the fence on little things like, can I find a sitter, or are we able to make it to the wedding? So they're going to wait a little bit before they tell you no. Okay, step number three is mailing or sending out your invitations. The last date that you need to determine is when you should plan on actually getting the invites in the mail or emailed to your guests. You'll want to make sure that the guests have enough time to look at their calendars and respond before that RSVP due date. So I typically recommend 6 to 8 weeks before the wedding is when the invite should go out. That gives them 2 to 4 weeks with the invite in hand before they have to RSVP. Let's do a quick review using the graphic that you can find over at planningcollective.com/invite. You're going to start with your wedding date. Add 2 weeks to get the date that your counts will be due to your vendors. But again, confirm this with your venue or your catering team. From that date, we're going to add 3 to 4 weeks to get your RSVP due date that you're going to list on the invitation for your guests. From that date, you're going to add 2 to 4 weeks to get the date that you're going to send your invitations. It might sound cumbersome, but if you look at the graphic that I made, it's super easy to figure out. Now, I'm not psychic, but I am pretty sure I know what you're thinking right now. It's probably something along the lines of, that sounds great, but I'm going to get ahead of the game and send things out much earlier than she just said. What harm can it do, right? Let's talk about why sending your invites out too early might sound helpful, but it can actually make things much more stressful on your end. And to do that, I want to share a couple of quotes that I've seen recently in wedding planning Facebook groups. The first one is, has anyone been in a similar situation to me? Everyone responded to RSVPs promptly. Then literally 1 to 2 weeks before the wedding, I've had 5 people drop out. I feel like it's really upsetting as it costs me per person that can't attend, and my seating charts are all printed and done too. And here's another post. We're 4 weeks past the RSVP due date, and people in the no response list are all responding yes all of a sudden. A week before they were due, I was waiting on 200 responses to our 300-person guest list. I posted on Facebook saying they were due in a week. Boom. So many flooded in. I've been pretty chill about planning, but the RSVPs are where bridezillas are born. So the common line for both of these posts, of course, is that the last minute guests are changing their responses. And I see these kind of posts all the time. Without fail, the culprit is always that the invites and the due dates were set too early. In that last post, all I need to know is that she's saying it's 4 weeks past the due date. That should be the wedding date. You shouldn't still have several weeks to go in the planning process. It's not something that the guests are doing intentionally. They're not trying to throw a wrench in your plans. But their plans and commitments might change. And the longer time that you have in between when they RSVP and the actual event, the higher the chances that you're going to have a significant number of guests change their RSVPs. Unexpected things like illnesses, emergencies, or travel issues, those are bound to pop up no matter how much time you give your guests to respond. However, sending everything out too early increases the chances that the guest plans will change, and that leaves you scrambling to make the last minute changes to your vendors, your seating charts, or even paying for guests that can no longer make it. So instead, I highly recommend that you stick to the timeline we talked about. Invites go out 6 to 8 weeks before the wedding. Ask for the RSVPs to be due 3 to 4 weeks. And that gives you a couple of weeks to follow up in case people forget to respond. Let's talk a little bit about save the dates. And the good news here is that sending out a save the date can really increase the chances that your guests are going to respond promptly once they receive the invitation because they've already had the date in their calendar, right? So sending out a save the date lets the guests start planning without locking them into a commitment too early, and it helps them make the swift decision once the invite actually arrives. Let's talk a little bit about the logistics and timing of your save the dates. When do you send out save the dates? The ideal time to send out your save the dates is 6 to 12 months before the wedding. For destination weddings, you probably want to be closer to the 12-month mark so people can make sure that they're putting their requests in for time off of work if needed. What information do you include in your save the date? Save the dates should be pretty minimal as far as what is included. You don't need to have a ton of information on them. The things that you do need to include are the date and the city. You don't need to include the specific venue or timing, just the date and the city. Address it only to those that will be invited from the household. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second. If you have your wedding website designed already, include a link on your save the dates for updates for the guests. Now, don't stress out about having like everything included and done on the website. They won't be looking for like transportation details or anything like that at this point, but it will allow them to kind of bookmark the site to look at as the date gets closer. And finally, it should include a note that a formal invitation is to follow. Now, one major thing that you should not include on your save the date is a way for them to RSVP. The save the date is just a simple way to let them know what the date is so they can plan ahead. You are not asking for any kind of response back from your guests. Now, inevitably, you will have some people that will say, oh, we can't wait. I already put it in my calendar. Or maybe they know that they're going to have something that's happening on that day and they can't make it. So you might get some responses, but you should not be asking your guests to respond to a save the date. Two other quick notes about save the dates. Even if a guest tells you that they can't make it after receiving a save the date, from an etiquette standpoint, you should still be sending the invitation to them. Why? Because plans can change, and it is kind of a nice gesture to let them know they're included. Think about it like your close family or friends. If you know that they can't make it to a birthday party or another party that you're throwing, you're likely still letting them know it's happening and that they would be invited if they were available to make it, right? So it's kind of the same thing with the wedding. You would still want to invite them, even if you're like 99% sure that they're not going to be able to make it. You can already be doing the math on the back end of inviting someone else, depending on the reason they give you, but it is still nice to make sure that they are included. Second, most important probably, make sure you are only sending save the dates to those that you absolutely know will be invited to the wedding. If you still are unsure about either a set of guests on the list, maybe you're not sure if you're going to have an A list or a B list, maybe you haven't decided if kids are going to be invited or who you're giving a plus one to, do not send those people a save the date. You can still send the main guest the save the date, but just make sure that you are addressing it only to them. You can always add people to the invitation list or add significant others or kids when the formal invitation goes out, but it is so difficult to retract once the save the date has gone out. If they've made arrangements and are planning on it, you really can't backtrack. So I can't stress that enough. If you send someone a save the date, you really should be sending them the invitation, unless something major happens within your relationship that like you're cutting them out. Sending them a save the date and then taking them off the list is likely going to cause you significant problems with that relationship. So try to avoid it if at all possible. Before we wrap up, I want to take a few minutes to answer some of the common questions that I see pop up about save the dates and invites. The first one is, if I'm having a destination wedding, how does that impact my timing? So destination weddings definitely require more advanced planning from a guest standpoint. I typically recommend that you up the save the dates to about the 9 to 16 month mark in advance of the wedding. And it should include the venue details, especially if they're required to stay at like a certain resort or a specific hotel. That way they know financially what they're trying to save up for and they can start to make arrangements. The invites for a destination wedding shouldn't go out too much earlier though, but plan on maybe 10 to 12 weeks before the wedding, again, depending on when you need to give the venue your final counts. Second question, my wedding is around the holidays or on a holiday weekend. Should I adjust the timeline? Yes. If your wedding is near a major holiday or over the holiday season, look to send your save the dates closer to the 12-month mark or even a little earlier. That way people know that they either have to make changes to their normal holiday travel plans or request extra time off work or childcare, whatever it might be. Invitation should still go out around the same time frame, the 6 to 8 week mark. Definitely closer to the 8 weeks if you have not sent out a save the date. And the final question, my family is pressuring me to send out the invitations early. What should I do? Okay, this is one I hear all the time, especially from clients when I tell them this breakdown. And again, I understand how it feels so off. How are you only giving your vendors the count 10 days before the wedding, right? But again, here in the States, I promise you it is so common. Sometimes family members, though, want to push, especially the parents, to send the invitations out 6+ months in advance because they think it is like safer. If you find yourself in this position, explain the risks of the last minute changes that you are inevitably going to have to handle and have them listen to this episode to reassure them that you are on the right track. And sending out a save the date really gives the guests the notice that they need to make sure they have things in their calendar. All right, let's do a quick recap. Again, you can follow along, planningcollective.com/invite. Save the date should go out 6 to 12 months before the wedding. Guest counts are typically going to be due to your vendors 10 to 14 days before the wedding. RSVPs from your guests should be due 3 to 4 weeks before the wedding. Invitations should be mailed 6 to 8 weeks before the wedding. And sending invites out too early increases the last minute changes, which can lead to so much stress. Now, if you're feeling nervous about this timeline, I promise you, you are not alone. But trust me, after 20 plus years of being in the wedding industry, you're setting yourself up for unnecessary work closer to the wedding if you send them out too early. Trust me, trust the process. But now I would love to hear your thoughts. Do you have any questions on your invitation timing? or are you making adjustments based on what we just talked about for your situation, head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and let's talk about it. And if you want more wedding planning support, join the Planning Collective membership for more resources, templates, and one-on-one time to get your wedding planning questions answered. You can get all the details over at planningcollective.com/membership. And finally, if you found this episode helpful, I would love it if you could take a quick second to rate and review and share it with your friends. It helps other couples find the tips that they need while planning their wedding. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.